Tom.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Okay, and we're coming back in again. This is the third hour, where this is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. B.J. Barden is my name, and we've been dealing in the first hour with Jim Lee, who is an absolute bright, shining light in educating us all on what chemtrails, geoengineering, and all that carry on. And it's a vast subject about weather modification and chemtrails. But just following on from that, again, the propaganda state and the police state we're living in, and we just cannot go away from this subject on a weekly basis. The just deluge of information and attack on people, it is just shocking. We read out absolute factual evidence here every week. But one thing that they're saying about vaccinations here is an article saying that a lot of nursing organizations and medical, young junior doctors who are fighting this, as this wave of vaccine resistance is building around the globe, as a call for civil disobedience goes viral among healthcare workers to get rid of this compulsory vaccinations, which is a criminal racket to make money. Nothing to do with health. It's a money-making racket for the pharmaceutical industry. Nothing else. As I've said before many, many times, one of the first programs I did 2 years ago, and I did repeats on it, reading out the criminal record of the pharmaceutical industry took an hour. And it's about incredible. About the top 10 companies, there's about 15 of them in total, have paid millions and millions of dollars of fines. And GlaxoSmithKline, who are the biggest promoter of vaccines, paid $1.5 billion fine for putting out stuff that was not properly tested at all, and hundreds of people died. And they paid the fine and are allowed to continue on. That's how criminal the government is, and how criminal in the farm industry is part of the MIC, the military industrial complex, at every level. I'm showing a photograph here of young nurses and doctors lining up for I think a press conference, stating what they know about the shocking effects of vaccinations. And Lawrence D. Johnson writes this for Natural News. But just to cover the main part of it, an increasing number of U.S. hospitals now require that their staff take mandatory flu vaccines or be terminated from the employment. This coercive policy is in violation of the American Medical Association's Code of Ethics and precisely violates informed consent of the individual. While most nurses go along to get along, not all healthcare workers cave in to the pressure. And a wave of healthcare workers are now defying the mandatory flu vaccines order and are resorting to civil disobedience to protect informed consent, not only for themselves, but also for that of their patients and future patients. A total of 69 employees from Essentia Health System were terminated from employment on November 20th last, because they refused to get a flu shot by the hospital's predetermined deadline of November 10th. This mandatory flu shot policy is being challenged by the Minnesota Nurses Association, the MNA. The MNA is in the process of filing grievances to restore the jobs of registered nurses who refused the order. Some nurses have tried to appeal the hospital's ruthless decision, claiming the mandatory rejection violates their own medical objections on religious beliefs. In hopes of reaching a compromise, the dissenting nurses propose a voluntary flu shot program that doesn't terminate employment, but instead gives a reward to employees who do comply, by also allowing sick time for nurses who suffer reactions from the shot. The MNA, this is the Minnesota Nurses Association, co-chair Steve Strand said, Essentia, the healthcare private hospital they work for, executives have no interest in negotiating and are dead set on using force to reach 100% flu vaccine compliance. Essentia Health showed nurses as they did not intend to bargain with us in good faith. We tried to sit down with management, but Essentia executives told us they intend to follow through with terminations and mandatory flu shots regardless. Yeah, well, they're owned by Pharma, basically. That's the reason. A multi-layered criminal syndicate, Pharma. And Dr. Peter Gotti's book, which nobody has ever attempted to sue him, views extensively in this program, lays out the criminality of the organization. I'll just pull it up here. I have it here on the desk. One second. That's two outstanding books. And that's what I'm referring to is Deadly Medicines and Organized Crime, How Big Pharma Has Corrupted Healthcare by Peter Gotti. And the second book, which is on its way to me soon, I tried to buy it outside of Amazon, which is difficult. And it was called Deadly Psychiatry and Organized Denial. And it is an explosive blow-up of the criminality of psychiatrists and the pharmaceutical industry. And it leads people to a solution, anybody dealing with depression, the Cochrane Collaboration. They are based in America, in Europe, and in Britain, and they're made up of patients, genuine doctors, who can treat people with depression without using SSRIs. Okay. And as soon as I can get Gotti on this program, we'll do a regular piece on that. I've been trying to put it together for a long time, but we'll get to that point pretty soon. But, okay, we'll just continue this article about blackmail. Blackmailing medical staff to be vaccinated. But the no proof flu shot helps anyway. The Minnesota Department of Health admits there isn't any data providing that the flu rate in hospitals goes down when healthcare workers are vaccinated. And just while I think of it, the measles vaccination has now been discovered. Children who have the measles vaccination actually don't get measles but spread it to other children. How about that? That's another piece of research that's come out through Natural News and Mike Adams, who has a top-class laboratory to test all these items. Well, and they're saying about if anything, the Center for Disease Control, the CDC, who owned the patent on Ebola, by the way, the CDC routinely admits that the flu shot is ineffective against the current flu strain going around. By the time a vaccine is made, its virus material doesn't match the current muted strains that are circulating among the public. So reliance on vaccines to prevent disease totally ignores the multitude of less invasive, holistic, preventative strategies that could be implemented. Wow, that's a mouthful. To help to bring down flu incidents like a flu. If people eat correctly and take garlic, for instance, you most likely will not get the flu. It's not the Black Death. But these people, especially elderly people, terrorized into getting these vaccinations. And I heard John Statler talking about the other night, watching people in Round Rock and they're queuing up to get these vaccine shots. And these clucks on the BBC, Dr. Sarah Jarvis, repeating, supposed to be medical advice, but they're basically reading out the press releases of GlaxoSmithKline. I mean, there's several of them on the BBC, and they're vile. Informed consent is essential to medicine. And I said, informed consent is absolutely essential in healthcare. Without it, healthcare would become forced medical experimentation. Without informed consent, patients become subjects and those administering the forced medicine become dictators over the individual. They're basically cattle in a cattle chute, like vaccinating and putting ear tags on cattle. Done a lot of over the years, many years ago. Medicine is only ethical when an individual is presented with the information about the medical product and given other options and the right to opt out. And they get to decide whether they want to use the medical products on their own body for whatever intended purpose. It is unvaccinated individuals poses no harm. There's like the confusion over the gun law, you know. A gun-free zone. Well, stand up and get ready to be shot to pieces, you know. Imagine declaring an area a gun-free zone. And the two gun-free zones, San Francisco and Chicago, where guns are virtually prohibited, have the highest crime rate in America. That asks and answers its own question, really, basically. But, and all democratically controlled and all left-wing New Age believers. Shocking. And here's another one for you. I'm sticking with the horror stories today, but that's what's coming up. Genetically engineered mosquitoes to be released in 20 states. Are you ready, folks? Get ready now. I'll see if Texas on the list. And Derek Brose is writing. He's a fairly good writer.
The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA, has approved the release of genetically engineered mosquitoes in 20 U.S. states and Washington, D.C. What are the implications of this mass experiment? In early November, the U.S. 2017, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA, approved the use of mosquitoes which have been genetically engineered to carry a common bacterium designed to kill mosquitoes. These are the good guys and the bad guys, I see, that carry dangerous viruses. The news was reported in Nature magazine and later confirmed by Gizmodo, who are another magazine, by Mosquito Mate, the company behind the GE Mosquitoes and the EPA. Right. The EPA said they officially registered Mosquito Mate Asian Tiger Mosquito with a 5-year license to sell their lab mosquitoes to sell them in 20 states across the nation, based on threats, intimidation, and blackmail, I would presume. And Nature reported, on the 3rd of November, the agency told biotechnology startup Mosquito Mate that it could release the bacterium. It's called Wolbachia, W-O-L-B-A-C-H-I-A, Mapentius, into the environment as a tool against the Asian tiger mosquito. Lab-reared mosquitoes will deliver the bacterium to wild mosquito populations. The decision, which EPA has not found, which has not formally announced, allows the company, which is based in Lexington, Kentucky, to release the bacteria-infected mosquitoes in 20 U.S. states and Washington, D.C. I'm looking down the list here to see if he's going to name the states. And they said aluminium in vaccines may cause autism, according to experts in the new study, as if we didn't know. Aaron Kessler writing this article. A new controversial study confirms aluminium in vaccines may cause autism spectrum disorder, ASD. Those children who suffer from it have up to 10 times more metal in their brains than what is safe, considered safe amount for adults. But is anyone surprised that metals cause deficiency in one's own body? Mercury and aluminium have long been debated by the people like Robert Kennedy Jr. as ingredients in vaccines that could cause autism, and for good reason, since we know that both aluminium and mercury are neurotoxins that harm the body at high levels. But now researchers have discovered that aluminium causes the membrane to separate and brain from the brain and separate the brain from blood flowing to it, thus affecting its internal temperature. To talk about warfare and Nazi police state, this has to be it. The scientists hypothesized that children who suffer from autism may suffer from some strange genetic change that caused them to accumulate aluminium in the bodies. Oh, they were vaccinated. That's causing. The study was published in the Journal of Trace Elements in Medicine and Biology. But it's just, again, ongoing, they're ranking up the criminality every week. Anyway, you have the number once again. The number of people on the phone in today to add to this is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. And another state up to skullduggery, Connecticut's new drone and surveillance program is an Orwellian nightmare. Well, I read a bit of this a few weeks ago, but we'll do it again. Nicholas West writing this article. Hartford, Connecticut. While a battle has been raging for years in Los Angeles, California, over a proposal to give drones into the LAPD for use in limited circumstances, such as counterterrorism and hostage rescue. Of course, terrorism, that has to be number one, yeah. Hartford, Connecticut is apparently embracing the broadest possible scope for their new program of drones and surveillance cameras. Unlike L.A., which saw fierce resistance mounted by civil liberties groups and activists such as Stop LAPD Spying Coalition, there seems to be no such pushback in Hartford. In fact, part of the program involves citizens' cooperation. What's wrong with them in Hartford? The Hartford, Connecticut program is an expansion of a fusion center network that is already in place called the Real-Time Crime and Data Intelligence Center. There's no end to these organizations. The current matrix of more than 700 cameras will receive an influx of $2.5 million more in 2018 to boost the number of cameras as well as expand their presence into every even more private areas. Police are also partnering with residents to put cameras outside homes, offering better visibility of smaller streets. Residents can link the footage into the city's network. Police Chief Foley said some Hartford dwellers have already contacted the department about participating. Officers will determine what their needs are in each area. These people going to the gallows voluntarily. One might be excused for wishing to boost surveillance in order to thwart violence in documented high crime areas, but the new program goes far beyond identification and quick response. In fact, it is admittedly going to be used for pre-crime detection. That's a real good one. As well as social engineering to better control what they euphemistically called quality of life issues. I see. Here are supposedly outrageous threats that concerns that are being used to justify a completely Orwellian matrix of total surveillance and control. New software will be used to analyze crime and traffic patterns, etc. I don't hear any music for a break, Ken. 5:19 my time. It's 11:19 there. And they're saying, going on to say, new software will be used to analyze crime and traffic patterns and capture suspects. Capture suspects. Police will use the technology to crack down on quality of life issues such as illegal dumping, ATVs and dirt bikers, motor vehicle violations, etc. But, they want to listen. Okay, we're coming to the first break of the third hour, and we should be back in about 3 minutes.
past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Okay, and we're coming back in from the first break of the third hour. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. E.J. Barden here, wading through this week's list of, attack on every level of life. And they bring people's memory back, so you have to be what they call the 60s generation. Rollerball. So that's predicted 43 years ago in the film Rollerball. Six corporations are positioned to rule the world. And this is true. Dave Hodges is writing this. In the 1975 movie Rollerball, the corporate elite are the sole ruling authority. Well, that's what the TPP was about. If anybody wants any proof, which has not gone away, it's just been suspended for a while. But the TPP is about the corporations ruling the world. This is a scene in the movie of the secret meeting of six corporations that rule the world. And, the nation state is outdated and counterproductive, according to George Soros. George Soros is a financial terrorist. Soros has placed an international arrest warrant out for this guy. Soros has placed $18 billion of his personal money outside the long taxation arm of the IRS as a soon-to-be-extinct nation. America, they're talking about, does not need the money. If he had his way, Soros would like to see every nation state fail. He was responsible for the Arab Spring, that toppled many governments in the Middle East, including Egypt, and being the political and economic hitman that he is, he has been brought to America to become the national hitman. He seeks to destroy America, and seemingly his every action is intent on the breakup and destruction of the United States, whether it be through the creation of a phony racial civil war or the breaking up of the U.S. through anti-American movements such as CalExit. Well, California is sick as it can be. And it says the emergence of the roll of all syndrome. We know that six corporations control 98% of the media. It works pretty much the same in any industry or part of the economy. And this concept will be deployed later in the article. And Hodges is saying he made the following video during the general election of 2016 when the results were very much in doubt. I detailed how Hillary Clinton guaranteed Wall Street that the corporations would reign supreme over the national interest and the ultimate welfare of the people. In a Wall Street speech, I noted in the following video, Hillary effectively promised a world ruled by corporations as opposed to nation states. We are fast approaching the borderless world where governments will soon become extinct. And what will that day look like? Well, it's going on in the European Union here. The free travel area of the 27 countries is now falling apart massively because of the influx of immigrations from Africa and the Syrian intake. And like Viktor Orban is leading the charge of the East European countries. He's put up a steel fence and his military on the border, and they've cut immigration by 99%. And he's one of the few with the guts to do it. And also the EU and the Brexit negotiations are coming up against a problem. The British government didn't plan for it, that the border between Ireland North and South will become, it's an invisible border right now. There's a taxation border and a currency border, etc. But the Brexit negotiations, where Britain is leaving the common trade area, is causing a problem. No plans were made of it. But the other problem in Britain is Britain has all sorts of constitutional law, but does not have a written constitution. None of the clowns and politicians will acknowledge this, what a problem it is. If it had a written constitution, like the United States, considering the United States Constitution was taken from Magna Carta, 1215, King John's compact with the people, with the common man, giving the common man power, they wouldn't have to go through these torturous negotiations. But let's go on to the next piece of this article. Hillary Clinton and the global elite, the TPP and the roll of all syndrome. Yes, absolutely. At the top of Hillary's list was the full implementation of the draconian free trade agreement known as TPP. This would have been the vehicle for world government, sure. The Rollerball movie was set to 42 years into the future from the time of its release of the movie. In the year 2018, how prophetic. The picture is pretty good. Anyway, I'll continue this article. I'll reach me back in about 3 or 4 minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on. And learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included, American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Hey, and we're coming back in from the bottom of the hour break. We're 20 minutes run now. This is the Barton Report from Republic Broadcasting. And we're just waiting through an article here. It's very relevant about possibly 6 corporations are in line to rule the entire planet. And they would have got away with it if the TPP had been introduced. And Hodges is saying here in this article, Hillary Clinton, the global elite, and the TPP are the rollerball syndrome. Absolutely. This is a vile, vile criminal. I mean, they talk about the mafia. I think the Clinton Foundation alone has to be a more destructive to America than the mafia, the Italian mafia. The Rollerball movie was set 43 years into the future in 1975, and that comes up to, what, 2018? From the time of the release of the movie in the year 2018, how prophetic, in which a total of 6 corporations have replaced nation states as the ruling authority following the demise of the planet's countries. With the absence of war or conflict or forcibly passive population, bloodlust is satisfied by a brutal new game known as rollerball. I mean, that works, yeah. Used to kill people for fun, like the Roman, Colosseums. More people than today's NFL football and Super Bowl rollerball resulted in the real. Who has misprinted this bloody article? Okay, there's a line missing here. Not my fault, but anyway. more popular than today's NFL Super Bowl. The rollerball resulted in the universal practice of eliminating all individuality and freedom of choice. By the way, the athletes in the 2018 version of rollerball stood for the global corporate anthem and did not kneel. Well, they would have been shot. For decades, the elite have engaged in a global psychops in which they induce a state of general helplessness among people. It all starts with false flag events in which random people are targeted, and the end result is a state of generalized helplessness behavior. And here's the three pieces of a graph here saying that uncontrollable bad events, perceived lack of control, generalized helplessness, volunteering to give up your liberty and freedom, yeah. Rollerball lethally and the inevitable demise of all partner participants serves the social control purpose of conditioning the masses into a state of learned helplessness, which is the definition of socialism, in which they are programmed to believe that they have no control over their fate and the whim of the corporations over the free will of the individual. In the movie, there are no constitutions or civil liberties. Under corporate rule, there are no constitutional or civil liberties. We are all, after repeating it twice, we are all servants of the state. The ultimate message of this movie is that we even permit corporations to rule the world, we will be living in hell on Earth. Quite obviously, the movie was 43 years ahead of its time, and its predictive value as to the state of today's world was enormous. The following short video describes what it would be like under the TPP, etc., etc., etc. And he goes on to up to date to say the Trump factor. If America had not temporarily awakened a little over a year ago, we would soon be entering the second year under the TPP. The TPP would have installed corporate martial law over the modern nations. But an article that's in another pile of stuff I have, I think it's in this group today, where mercenaries and private armies are such a part of the American military. They're doing some of the worst dirty work of the Americans. And last week we highlighted the fact of what's going on in Afghanistan, where they've installed 14,000 more troops. They're there to protect the poppy fields and the rare earth metals under the ground that have not yet been mined in Afghanistan. That's what Afghanistan is about. The corporate move. The courts, the Congress, and the people have been rendered helpless, they say here, in the rollerball era. We were just about in it. Former President Obama was to be the setup man in the process, and Hillary was to be the closer. But Donald Trump's improbable election election postponed the demise of America. Their corporate leader now angered Hillary was not elected. They could care less about her because Annie Stooge would do. However, they care very much that Donald Trump helps the world avoid the installation of a de facto world government and economic system under the TPP. Trump does not get the credit he deserves for killing the TPP. Well, he hasn't killed it, by the way. He temporarily saved America, and even the independent media does not give him credit he deserves for this action. That is true. It says Donald Trump won the 2016 election largely because of the efforts of the independent media. And the thing that's come out since is at least 5 million votes were illegally cast, and the vast majority of them, 80%, were for the Democrats. That is now established by investigation across in several states. So Donald Trump won comprehensively on that decision between him and Hillary Clinton, such as he is. Because now the Empire is going after the IM with a vengeance. What's the IM? As I report yesterday, Google is delisting all IM sites before Christmas sites in an effort to stop the spread of a dangerous independent media's IM thinking that results in the realization of more freedom. Google, YouTube, owned by Google, Facebook, Twitter, are all heavily censoring anything that resembles constitutional thinking, and they are obliterating anything resembling Christianity. Well, this creature, Eric Schmidt, has sought permission behind this in the government to outlaw anything that references Christianity. That leaked out from a meeting he had. Since the TPP is dead, the corporate elite on this planet are entering
are enacting an old strategy to accomplish the same goals that they would have if the TPP had become law. They are dusting off the old merger and acquisition system of consolidating power. At the front of the center of this stingray is the Time Warner and AOL merger that Trump's DOJ has sued to stop. This would consolidate about 40% of the nation's news media service. Did you know that the agreement would control, for example, HBO and CNN? This is the biggest attempt at centralizing power through mergers and acquisitions, merger mania, as I call it. However, it is certainly not the only one. When the dust clears, we will be looking at a rollerball style of corporate lineups that resembles the following. One, the retail cartel is going extinct, and Amazon is quickly grabbing the lion's share on the retail market by replacing it with the online shopping cartel. Amazon's owner, Bezos, is now estimated to be personally worth over $100 billion. Before you think that this has been as a benign development, Bezos has entered into several agreements with the CIA through the Washington Post, saying that earlier on today, to facilitate the flow of information through the elite interests only. Can you say drug running, gun running, child sex trafficking will become unreported industries within the highest growth? They already are. 98% of the communications industry was already dominated by six corporations. Previous times AOL merger would consolidate this owner to a much higher degree. The strategy includes the elimination of the independent media and Google through acquisitions and mergers are accomplishing this goal. And mark my words, Zuckerberg has compiled by entering the censorship party. Even though it hurts Facebook's revenues because he has been promised a chance at the presidency. Mark it down, this is coming. Banking cartel has already been highly centralized under the Federal Reserve. However, cryptocurrencies threaten this domination and there needs to be a widespread depression and an economic collapse to end to eliminate the threat of cryptocurrencies as well as renewed interest in investing in precious metals and, of course, the cashless society. But hold on a minute. Cryptocurrencies use a catastrophic amount of electricity. I have an article further down here. If we get to it, into next week, we're going to get to it. It is going to cripple itself because it takes so much electricity to mine and create. Mining is the term they use, creating these cryptocurrencies. The defense industry is dominated by the likes of Raytheon and Lockheed Martin and their subsidiaries. These organizations interlock with the ownership of the Federal Reserve and oil, as well as the underground trafficking markets, including drugs, guns, child trafficking, and what about oil? The subset of banking and defense in the new economy and will one day be replaced by alternative energy. Example, algae. This area producing algae for fuel. The medical industry cartel, which accounts for 18% of Americans' GDP, was placed under one central control under Obama. Trump Care may provide a few cosmetic changes, but the control will remain along with the overpriced medical insurance treatments. And some of these companies are operating on 6,000% profit per tablet. And there were one caught here in Britain having jacked up the price the last 5 years, and that's how alert this idiot of a health secretary is that we have here in Britain. The crown jewel of the new global empire will be a religion cartel. Before you Christians break out into celebration, you need to realize that before the one world United Nations religion is installed, your religion must be eradicated from the face of the earth. Does this mean feeding Christians to the lions? In a manner of speaking, it does. However, FEMA camps will replace the lions, and many of your Buddhist pastors will be selling you down the river through the activities of organizations like Clergy Response Team. I have crossed them before. By the way, the new centralized religion name is Gaia. That's right. I heard that word been pushed recently. A new age word, drug-infested people dancing at pub conferences and finally, his conclusion, he says, about this role of all society. It is so ironic that a 1975 movie could predict with such stunning accuracy what would happen transpire by 2018, 43 years later, with the rise of six dominating corporate interests. Not only did the movie accurately predict the demise of nation states, it predicted the world controlled by six interlocking corporate corporations. Therefore, there is, for practical purposes, only one corporation that will run rule the planet. The stunning accuracy displayed by a 43-year-old movie is why they call it the predictive. Well, you add up the wealth of Google and Apple alone and Amazon. They have more cash than the United States government. Google, I'm just writing that to remind myself, Amazon and Apple. That their cash reserves are stunning, and that the worst tax avoiders in the world. Major argument going on in Britain here about one good thing that the European Union Competition Commissioner did is she nailed Apple for not paying tax in any organisation, even though they're Luxembourg based and all the rest of it, and they owe the Irish government £13 billion, which this idiot Varadkar, who's now the Prime Minister of Ireland, says that they don't want the money. And the Irish Republic recovering from the biggest bust in history, where they lost 35% of their income in the last bust. Right? This is the kind of lunacy that's going on. But, dear, we were talking about mosquitoes a few minutes ago. UK joins the EU in their ban against bee-killing pesticides. Really? Now, we know that the EU and Juncker, these are talking to secret meetings with Monsanto, now over glyphosate, extending its use. In natural news, we have this article which is being written by Janice McCarroll. The UK has now decided to join the EU-wide ban on pesticides to protect and conserve bees that are being dying out by the thousands because of controversial chemicals. The UK has previously opposed the ban, but after other measures, other members of the member states expressed their disagreement. It was finally implemented across the EU. Supporters of the pesticide ban, including academics and green campaigners, they believe that in the UK's decision is a strong indication that the government will prioritise the protection of the environment even after Brexit. Michael Gove, the UK Secretary of State for the Environment, Food and Rural Affairs, it's the Department of Agriculture, but the word agriculture has been removed, you see, said that the threat of those pesticides, like bees and other insects, which butterflies, are greater than previously understood. That and cell towers are destroying the bee population. These bee-killing pesticides are also, we're called in, neonicotinoids, or neonics, which are used in sprays and coatings, seeds to kill sap-sucking weevils and aphids. The European Commission proposed a ban on these, on three neonicotinoids on flowering crops such as rapeseed oil, 2013, because of its risk to the population. Gove was deeply concerned after a recent study into the health of some insect populations revealed that 75% of flying insects in Germany had disappeared. Crikey, 75%. He believes that the weight of evidence will convince the UK to back a new proposal by the European Union to extend the ban on non-flowering crops such as wheat and sugar beets. According to him, all evidence points to the extensive and permanent effects of bees on the bee populations. This is not a risk I'm prepared to take. Anyway, the last piece of information is, increasing evidence shows that these pesticides harm the bees' ability to forage for food and to reproduce, greatly diminishing their numbers. Scientists discovered that 75% of the 198 honey samples they tested contained at least one of these neonicotinoids chemicals. 75%. The honey samples were collected from every continent except Antarctica. But anyway, these are now beginning to address the problem. Very, very late in the day, that's for sure. And it's not to get the acreage affected by all this. They are. to just high tech. If the state attacking us, we have this wave of the carry-on in Britain where these young brats stealing cars have found a way to intercept the electronics of cars with electronic ignition, and they're able to, don't even need to get the keys, they can beam the code off the keys in the house and start the car and drive away. There's an article in the Daily Mail here showing... Up to the last break today, and we should be back in about 3 minutes.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And coming back in for the last few minutes of today's program, this is the Barden Report, and we've been reading through it's gruesome stuff, I know, but it's the truth, and it's I don't know how long we're going to last with all this attack on us, but we have to support Trump to keep this you see the vicious attack on Trump at every level, using any group, be it the Democratic Party, the media, of course the media, and these left-wing snowflakes who got hold of the word socialism. We have a bunch of them here in Britain who've joined the Labour Party, who's led by a total communist, communitarianist, socialist, Jeremy Corbyn.
awfully nice chap, but he believes in the state running everything. And these young kids with student loans, he says that he's going to get their loans wiped out in 4 years' time, whatever, whenever he gets power. But the new generation cutting onto the word socialism, and they don't realize it means tyranny. As Margaret Thatcher said, the problem with socialism is you eventually run out of other people's money, and there's no growth anywhere. But what we've read out today, and that is a very good article that Hodges has put together there on the rollerball society of six corporations ruling the world. That was the TPP plan. I read out countless articles how vicious the TPP plan was over the last 2 years. And it was absolute hell. They'd have commercial courts deciding everything on trade and no sovereign power. The commercial corporate courts would have priority over everything. Everything in corporate rules and money, etc., etc. And certainly euthanasia would be implemented straight away in the health service. Over a certain age, if you weren't a vital person, you would be on what they call the care pathway. That was discovered in Britain here, in Alderhay Hospital in Liverpool, that they were practicing a thing called with elderly people with a lot of complaints and ailments. They were putting them into the care pathway, which sounds very good. It was basically neglect, not being fed properly, not enough water, not being prescribed enough tablets, and these people would die, and that was called a care pathway. And covering all these medical matters, they have decided that the Hippocratic Oath is to be abolished in medical schools, and nobody has raised a word about this. There's vague reports of this around on certainly natural news covered, but not in the mainstream media. So the Hippocratic Oath is just getting in the way. They're not there to do no harm. They're there specifically to do harm and to tag people electronically and chemically like they were cattle. And even in the area of agriculture, which I've been involved in my youth, it's proving vaccinations of young pets, domestic pets, cats and dogs, is causing shocking problems. And in cattle, it's causing great, great problems. But there is no end to it. I'll finish this article next week about these electronic relay boxes that young kids can get hold of now, and they can steal your most expensive car without getting the keys. They can take the signal off the keys in the house, start the car, and drive it away. And that's something. Let me give Mercedes and my BMW something to think about. And one of the other articles we do next week is Bitcoin mining now consuming electricity in 59 countries combined. How about that? Anyway, we're coming up to the end of the program. It's fair to say we'll be back this time next week. Arden Report. And we'll talk to you then.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.